I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point. Nearly 30 years before the video of George Floyd's death sparked protests across the nation, there was another video. It captured a brutal police beating of a man named Rodney King. In March 1991, a local resident filmed a group of Los Angeles police officers beating King with batons. The video went on LA television and then around the world. Four Los Angeles police officers were eventually tried and acquitted in 1992. Los Angeles erupted in riots. The entire sequence of events, from the night of the beating to the trial and then the riots, helped shape the nation's understanding of police violence. The events also shaped the life of Laura King, Rodney King's middle daughter.
It's part of my life. It's something that I will never, ever be able to escape from. It's something that was in my 12th grade history book, and it's something that will be part of history to my children as well.
Laura was 7 years old in 1991. To this day, she remembers exactly where she was when she first saw images of police beating her father in the video that shocked the world.
I was watching the news in Montclair, California.
Dramatic videotape obtained by Channel 5 News.
Me and my sister were playing.
Shows what appears to be a group of LAPD officers beating a suspect.
And all of a sudden, I look on the screen and they mention the name.
Prior to his release from jail last night, 25-year-old Rodney King showed his injuries to reporters.
And I'm like, he has the same name as my dad. What a coincidence, you know? And then as I looked around and looked at my family's reaction, I put two and two together, like, wait, what's going on? And then my mom yelled, that's Rodney.
In our review, we find that the officers struck him with batons between 53 and 56 times.
And my heart shattered, because right before she said that, I thought to myself, whoever this human is, there's no way they can live through that.
The bruises, broken legs, and the scars from the stun gun, which jolted him with 50,000 volt shocks.
Like I said, after the first three good licks with one, you know, one with that, with the shocker, and the next with the billy club across the face, I was scared. I was scared for my life.
And I just think about often, like, and we all been in t-shirts and we've worked out, so we know how this is when you work out and your shirt's like sweaty. Now imagine that, but being that your own blood, and you're constantly being tased and you're getting yelled at to be still.
King claims, and several witnesses support him, that he never resisted.
I've never been tased, but I got whoopings as a kid. And it's like my mom would be like, be still. Well, you're whooping me. How am I going to be still? Because my nerves are going to have a reaction.
I kneeled to my knees, spread my hands out, and hit the ground as slow as I could. Because I didn't want to make any, you know, stupid moves. Because I'm already wondering, like, I mean, why are these guys, why are they drawing down on me?
And I can't run from that videotape. That's something that I can't escape from, because that comes out in regular conversation. I could be anywhere. And so that's the part that bothers me, to actually watch a human being crawl for his life, let alone it just so happened to be my father.
Against a growing national furor over last weekend's police beating of an unarmed black motorist, Los Angeles Police Chief Daryl Gates said today that all 14 officers involved will be disciplined, and that three will face criminal charges.
The officers, we believe, used excessive force in taking him into custody.
Some of the egos that the officers, not all of them, because some of them I felt like they were remorseful, but I felt like a few of them were a little ego-based, and it was like, come on, you know, we didn't do anything wrong kind of thing. And for a child to watch that, it's kind of heartbreaking, because we live in a world that says, you know, all men are created equal. But in fact, we have to ask ourselves, are they? Are they created equal? Or are we just saying that just to make people feel better? Because in my eyes, they were conducting themselves like nothing was wrong.
The evidence is new, it's dramatic, and it's devastating to those Los Angeles police officers involved in the March 3rd beating of that black motorist. The incident, as you've no doubt seen, was videotaped by a private citizen.
My grandfather that I lived with was a Los Angeles sheriff, and he was right and right, wrong was wrong type of person. He didn't say, well, he's black, give him a break, or he's white, you know, he's gonna, he didn't think like that. So for me, it was a little hard to watch because it wasn't making sense to me.
The police communications released today included regular radio transmissions as well as computer messages between police cars. One of the two officers who wielded batons that evening relayed a message after the arrest to another car saying, quote, sounds almost as exciting as our last call. It was right out of Gorillas in the Mist. Response, ha-ha.
And I have to question myself, dang, how many Rodney Kings have they done this to? How many that didn't get videotaped?
Car one again. Oops, I haven't beaten anyone this bad in a long time. Car two responds, oh no, not again. I thought you agreed to chill out for a while.
You know, even though my dad lived through the incident, 90% of him died that night. You know, people look like, well, at least he lived. No, he didn't. Actually, he was never the same. He lived with excruciating pain for the rest of his life, as well as a fractured skull. So then you're forced to live with this name, Rodney King, and of course, get a job. Well, who could get a job? Because everybody knows that name. Everybody knows that name. I always try to be like a spark of light around my dad because I knew he was dealing with the light all the time. So I never personally talked about the incident. I think the first time I talked about the incident with him was when he was on Celebrity Rehab. And Dr. Drew asked, are you guys embarrassed of your dad? And I'm like, no way. Like, what? And my dad looked like he was in shock, like he was surprised that we weren't. And I'm like, absolutely not. I feel like we failed my dad. We failed my father as a human being. For the simple fact that he should have been given mental health for the rest of his life, as well as any other African-American, or white, or black, or Asian, or fat, skinny, blue, green person that's been beaten by the police. They should be given mental health for the rest of their life. This is not a temporary band-aid. They will never be the same. Of course, my father's beating is everywhere on social media, but at the time, it was just a videotape that they would show over and over. In this case, George Floyd's case, it's everywhere. It's on Instagram, it's on Facebook, it's on Google, it's on YouTube. My first thoughts were, I wonder, does he have children? I wonder how old they are. And I thought to myself, like, his kids, they have to live the rest of their life watching their dad being murdered over and over and over again. And I was watching the video thinking, I wonder if my dad's still living. Well, there was a little life moving because he was still scrambling for his life. So there was still movement. But in their case, they see him. He knew that it was over. That's why he called for his mother, who was deceased. Most people that are getting ready to take their last breath, they call for a person that's dead already. And to me, it saddens me that that man knew he was dying because he said it over and over. I'm out of here. I'm out of here, which means I'm dying. He still didn't get up. And for me, it's like, it's really sad because he never got up. He never got up and he died. And they just rolled him over. They rolled him over and said that, you know, he took opiums and But the truth is, it doesn't matter what he took. A black man's life is not a state of emergency around here. It's just another birth certificate and death certificate. That's it. I feel like America has learned hashtags. That's basically it. But no, honestly, I'm going to tell you this. I am hopeful because I've seen something last year that I've never seen before. And that's different nationalities being fed up. That's different nationalities speaking up like, hey, no, 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 this is wrong. These people don't deserve this. And that gives me hope.
Laura King is the daughter of the late Rodney King. She's also CEO of the Rodney King Foundation. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.